And as the dramatic scenes in Ukraine keep unfolding, many are trying to wrap their head around why all this is happening in the first place. Here's an explainer of the roots of the conflict.
The mainstream media narrative is self-evident. You could be forgiven for thinking that this conflict began last week. But the timeline leading to this conflict is longer. In the short term, Western states weaponized Ukraine on Russian borders, explaining it as a response to Russian military maneuvers on its own territory.
NATO has started military technical exploration of Ukraine now. It's not possible for us to swallow. You said that there is no space for us to retreat. There is just only a Russian Federation.
Moscow's requests for security guarantees from the US and NATO were numerous. Their concerns seemed reasonable at the very least. Halting the military alliance's relentless expansion to Russian borders and the deployment of missile systems and other military infrastructure in the region. The requests fell on deaf ears.
NATO moves its forces to our state borders, while we, strictly fulfilling the agreement, do not react to these actions in any way. I think it's clear that NATO's enlargement process has nothing to do with modernizing its alliance or ensuring security in Europe.